Revenue Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Mabuhay and welcome to the new channel. Our passion transforms a community channel that sees all things new. I am King Gonzalez, streaming live from Quezon City. You're watching Realty Realities Season 2, Episode 5. A good Saturday afternoon to all of you viewers. Maraming salamat for streaming live to Realty Realities. Kamusta po kayo? How's your Saturday afternoon? Wow. It's, the week has been topsy-turvy when you talk about political news. But we respect each other's views and colors because at the end of the day, we'll all be shouting, Mabuhay ang bansang Pilipinas. Amen ba, brothers and sisters? Yes. All right. Well, this Saturday afternoon will be quite challenging for me because I will be talking to you about something that I am unfamiliar with. And this unfamiliarity is something na tinatanggap natin because Realty Realities in all the TNC shows are all about learning. Learning something new. And today, we're talking to you about REIT. R-E-I-T. Okay. Sige, I'll read this first so that you'll have an idea what it's all about. And then we'll try to translate it into simpler terms. And then later on, we'll be talking to two of the executives of the largest REIT that's recently been launched in the Philippines. All right. So, Real Estate Investment Trust, or REIT, is a stock corporation established in accordance with the Corporation Code of the Philippines. And the rules and regulations promulgated by the Commission, principally, for the purpose of owning income-generating real estate assets. Uy, sarap. Income-generating real estate assets. For purposes of clarity, a REIT, although designated as a trust, does not have the same technical meaning as a trust under existing laws and regulations, but it is used herein for the sole purpose of adopting the internationally accepted description of the company in accordance with global best practices. And we got that from SEC's memorandum circular, care of our friend, Attorney Ernie Guevara. Maraming salamat. So, okay, it's a mouthful, di ba? Pero in simple terms, ganito lang po to. Ang read po, kagaya ng sinulat ko sa event posters of our episode today, allows an ordinary person like you, like me, to own assets of other companies, specifically ngayon for this and all, Robinson's Land Corporation, and its spilling assets through a REIT program, which they launched in the stock market. So kung gusto mo pong maging may-ari ng office buildings nila, no, ng condominiums in the future, I don't know if that's gonna be included. Malls, their malls in the future, I also don't know if that's gonna be included. Then buy their REIT. Go to your favorite stockbroker and tell them, hey, I want to buy a Robinson's REIT. Or, ito, para lang tama tayo dun sa term, RL Commercial REIT Incorporated, yung pangalan ng kumpanya that handles Robinson's Land REIT. At dahil dyan, hindi pa natin introduce, because we don't have a trivia question for this afternoon, but we have this, what we call, ask, and you shall receive. Ano ibig sabihin? Ask a question, guys. Ask a question. This is all for learning. Ask a question by putting it in the comment section of this Facebook Live, and you'll get for yourself 12 units of a salesperson training. That's courtesy of Merit Real Estate Providers and Services this coming October 16 to 18. To the agents na hindi pa wala pang accreditation, no? Hindi pa rin po nakakapag-aral. This is an opportunity for you guys to professionalize the field by getting yourself accredited pagkatapos nyo mag-attend ng 12 units of salesperson training. So maraming salamat, Merit. Okay, alam ko, init na yung mga tao, especially to my friends and to the program's friends who have seen the event poster and who have said, King, maraming salamat for bringing this to our attention because we want to learn and hear from them. Them directly. Sino ba to? These are the RLC executives. Okay? When I say RLC executive, sino? First in line, he is the general manager of the Robinson's Land office buildings. And he also happens to be the president and CEO of RL Commercial REIT Incorporated. Let's put our hands together for Mr. Jericho. Go!
Good afternoon.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sigit. Magkamustahan tayo after we bring in the colleague of Mr. Jericho. You know, he is also part of the RLC group as the CFO, if I'm not mistaken. He is also concurrently the treasurer of the RCR. Yun, RCR kasi yung pangalan ng RL Commercial REIT Incorporated. So for purposes of this afternoon, RCR po ang gagamitin natin or Robinson's REIT. Minsan na-interchange ko, so please forgive me. So put our hands together for Mr. Kerwin Max Tan.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Like what I said earlier, maraming salamat ngayon pa lamang, no? The start of the show because I know that it's a Saturday. And we are taking time off you guys from your families. Tama ba? We
they understand.
Okay, seryoso lang kasi reality tayo, realities tayo. Yes, they're quite polite, di ba? Quite polite. Naiintindihan kagad nila. Thank you for spending the Saturday afternoon with us. And maraming gustong makapakinig of what Robinson's REIT or RCR is all about. So, but before that, kamusta ang RLC? Kamusta despite the pandemic? How is it, Sir Jericho?
Okay naman. Going about our business, alam mo naman yung, I think when you talk about office buildings, particularly for RCR, no? We cater to the IT BPM sector, and the government really made them essential services, so they continue to operate. And you know, as much as we can, no? We try to keep things as normal as possible. We want to make sure that, you know, even our personnel, no Saturday, no Sunday, Monday to Friday they work, Saturday, Sunday, our building management personnel, they're there supporting our tenants to make sure that they're able to report for work, no, all the time, anytime they need to.
Masingit ko lang, how many office buildings are we talking about here, Sir Jericho?
RCR, we're talking about 14 assets, a total of 15 buildings.
Mm. But in total, for, I don't know if you know the numbers, but for RLC, how many office buildings do you guys manage?
Right now, so that's about, yeah, Kerwin, go ahead. Sige, si Kerwin.
Total is about 27 before RCR, no? When we infused 14 assets to RCR.
So out of the 27 that's about 13 assets, okay, you used 14 for RCR. Ayun. And all of these
Of course, it doesn't stop there, no? Kasi ongoing, we have a lot of ongoing projects. So even towards the end of the year, we might be completing one or two more, di ba? Or early part of next year. So tuloy-tuloy yan. We continue to produce office projects.
Nice. This is despite of the slowdown caused by the pandemic, Sir Jericho?
Yeah, well, actually, you see, earlier we mentioned, no, that despite the pandemic, our bulk of our tenancy really comes from the IT BPO sector. So they continue to need space. They continue to operate. That's why we continue to fill in that that requirement, no? And for us, we believe that at some point, this has got to be resolved, no? The pandemic has to end. And when that happens, and when everything goes back to normal or the new normal, then people will have to essentially go back to work, no? We can't be staying put for the longest time. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you've talked about this on your show, but mental health is a very big issue. I mean, when you're stuck, you're not able to go out, the consequences are a bit sometimes dire. No? So, of course, we really need to get back to normalcy. And I think that's what we're advocating for as well. Vaccination.
True. Oh no, we need to go back. If not the 100% normalcy of having everybody in the offices, at least most of our resources are in the offices, because as proven, that's more productive than having them all spread out in different places, diba?
Definitely. Very good point. No, ito lang just want to add. No, remember how people all over the world, no, have already gotten back to their schools. Mga estudyante, no? The students have already gotten back to their schools. And I think very soon, no, students in the Philippines as well will be going back to their schools, no? Because they recognize that you cannot do virtual learning. It's very difficult, no? So in schools, which are important, what more offices? So imagine not being able to do face-to-face transactions, develop trust and confidence, develop the culture. Then what kind of output, what kind of quality will we be able to generate? No, so that's why it's very critical. And King Siguro, just stretching it a little bit, no, you know, when people go to work, it creates a multiplier effect. Why? They benefit transport providers. They benefit food vendors, they benefit retail workers, and also in the housing sector, when people get back to work, some of them want to live close to work. They rent properties, they rent residential condominiums, and then of course the healthcare workers also, the medical checkups and all of those things. So this is really important, no? So that the economy is able to get back on its feet. We really have to promote getting back to work, do vaccination, let's all get back to work.
And the signs are quite positive. Like current news reports is that it's down to 10,000 cases per day, right? And we're ramping different vaccination sites in different LGUs as well as moving out to the provinces already. So Salamat, salamat sa Diyos for this, and we need it, no? Especially, yes. Especially you guys. Sir Corwin.
Especially, we also helped the government. No, we hosted vaccination sites in for the Robinson's Land Corporations. Yes, 17 of our malls are being used as vaccination centers by in cooperation with the LGU.
That's 17 malls and all over the country, no?
These all over the country.
Not just limited to Metro Manila. Nice.
No, it's all over the country.
Sige, maraming salamat. Because, you guys are not just involved in office buildings. It's not just REIT that you're also involved in. You're also involved in commercial properties like the Robinson's malls. Alam ko yan kasi di naman siguro lingid sa mga viewers namin na tambay po ako ng Galeria dati. one of the first big mall developments of Robinson's, and I had good and fun times there even up to now before COVID happened. All right, guys. We'll be talking about serious stuff in the REIT after our few reminders from our sponsors. But I'll just keep posting this question so that you can prepare a bit. Diba? Sabi nila, okay. King. Sabi nung isa, nag-devil's advocate. King, baka naman kaya nag-open ng RLC ng REIT kasi mababa ang benta dun sa mga malls. Diba? Walang kita masyado na rental income. Baka naman yun ang dahilan kung bakit sila nag-REIT. So we will hear your exact and accurate answer. Why did RLC open their own REIT? After a few reminder from our generous sponsors. So just hang on to your seat.
With decades of real estate experience and exceptional standards, RLC brings you RL Commercial REIT, the latest offering in the real estate investment trust asset class. Largest market cap among the Philippine REITs of 64.2 billion pesos at the offer price of 6 pesos and 45 centavos per share. Largest portfolio valuation, 73.9 billion pesos according to Santa's Knight Frank. Biggest office gross leasable area of over 425,000 square meters. Widest geographical coverage with presence in 9 cities spread over Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. All 14 RCR properties are PESA registered and BPO grade. Land lease tenure with an average of 89 years and up to 99 years. Environmental, social, and governance driven. RCR's presence in major business hubs and in growing urban cities outside the metro provides a host of opportunities by building promising careers, better quality of lives in the local communities, having the freedom to live, work, play, and inspire.
Hey guys, a good Saturday afternoon once again. You guys are back here at Realty Realities on the new channel. Before we bring back our RLC executives to talk to us about REIT, we would like to share to you that it's not just Realty Realities that's here. The new channel is a live stream platform of online shows, marami po, for people on the go. Please watch all our shows as you see on the screen. Imagine having your own show, your own playlist, your own content, but we make it easier for you. TNC aims to transform the lives of our viewers through engaging, authentic, original, and hopefully inspiring content. Our vision is to become a global 24/7 live stream channel that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. Please watch Realty Realities every Saturdays at 4 p.m. You can also watch our replays via Facebook or YouTube. Follow us on IG. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search hashtag TNC now. You can also like Realty Realities Facebook at hashtag Realty Realities on TNC. For sponsorships, please email now at thenewchannel.com or send us a DM. Enjoy these life-changing shows because we made them all for you. All right, let's bring back our RLC or our Robinson's REIT executives in the show. Yan. Sige lang, for those who missed the first part, no, I just wanted to rehash a bit. So guys, what you're watching is about REIT. REIT is a way for you guys to own or to be part owners of assets of established companies like Robinson's Land. So pag kung gusto niyo po, you know, get in touch with your stockbrokers. And I don't know what the acronym is, ano? But you'll is it RCR?
RCR.
It's RCR in the stock market. All right.
RCR. Again.
Yung beaten question ko kanina was, why did Robinson's Land enter or form a REIT? Unahin natin yan si Sir Kerwin, sir.
Unahin ko lang, I think in 2010, the REIT law was enacted. However, there were certain provisions that were prohibitive. No? So yeah. We'd like to thank the Secretary of Finance, Secretary Dominguez, for pushing this REIT in 2020 to make the provisions more accommodative to for investment. So by definition, kasi REIT is as defined, it's a democratization of wealth, and it enables more Filipinos to invest in real estate. Now, two things, no? Democratization of wealth. Why is it democratization of wealth? Because by law, a REIT is required to distribute 90% of its income to its shareholders. So it's and it enables. Why does it enable more Filipinos to invest in real estate? Because you just buy the REIT shares. You don't have to physically manage the building. You don't have to physically buy an asset. You just have to buy shares on the asset. No? Nice. And as your question, why did RCR go into to REIT? No, so people should also realize that by law, the proceeds that we get from the IPO are to be invested in 1 year. So during these challenging times, no, many companies are cutting down costs, cutting down on many things. No? Kami, when we get the proceeds, we are stimulating the economy. We are building various assets, no, to encourage employment. So it is an avenue for us to provide job opportunities to many Filipinos, especially during these times of a crisis.
Yeah, nice. Sir Jericho, would you like to add, no, anything to what Sir Kerwin said?
Yeah, again, no, just to add, definitely it's very important nowadays. A lot of Filipinos have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. So I think it is also our responsibility, no, as a company, to be able to, you know, generate jobs, to be able to create employment. So this is pretty much our way of contributing to nation building. So we all have to share to be able to help everybody get back on their feet.
I see. When you talk about these assets, during the first part of the show, we said that it's 13 office buildings.
14
office buildings. Would anybody be able to identify this? Para lang curious ako kasi baka ano mga ano, no? Yung mga investor friends natin. Okay. Owner ako ng CyberGate na yan.
Ay, tama. Very good question yan, King. Kasi again, kanina you already mentioned that we are the largest, no, in terms of yung being the REIT in the Philippines. So that largest in terms of market capitalization, portfolio size, IPO size. But related to your question, we also have the widest in terms of geographical coverage. Yeah. Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao yan, no?
Wow.
So yeah. So for example, first let's start with sa Luzon, no? So we have Tarlac, no? So we have a building there, and then we also have a building in Naga, no? And then in the central business districts, we are also present. Robinson Summit Center in Makati. Then you have the Robinson's Equitable Tower. You have the Alpha and Beta in Ortigas.
Kasama yun.
Sa Fort Bonifacio. Central Business Districts, na-cover natin tatlo. Diba? And then meron rin tayo sa Cebu. We also have in Cebu. No? We also have in Cebu. We have Robinson's CyberGate Cebu and Robinson's Galleria Cebu. We also in Davao, Delta One, no? That's the name of the building. So, Kerwin, am I missing any other assets? Bridgetown.
Bridgetown. Bridgetown. Destination Estate.
Sa Cebu, meron.
Meron. Dalawa.
Yung Robinson's Galleria Cebu and Robinson's CyberGate Cebu.
Also one sa Fort Bonifacio, sa Makini, sa Cyber Sigma.
Oh, okay. Wait, the one in Cebu, is that a mall or that's also an office building?
So it's one of which is integrated into a mall, part of the mall, but of course distinct, no? Okay. It has structure to be able to accommodate the usual, no, yung mga corporate IT BPO companies, no?
So that answers our negative friends or negative viewers who might be thinking na, hindi, baka ang pinasok lang nila dyan, mga underutilized assets. Hello, we are talking about cyber, yung mga cyber, alpha and beta in Pasig.
Pa, di ba? Yung Robinson Summit Center. So those are very, very prime assets.
Yeah.
Just to add, no, it what's nice with the widest geographical coverage, it eliminates concentration risk. Kasi we're spread out all over the country, no. So ang REIT kasi is important that all of your assets are revenue generating, are performing well. So dahil sa widest namin, wala kaming concentration risk on a particular area.
And we've experienced that during COVID. When the focus of the COVID cases were here in Metro Manila, at least your other assets outside of the metro were functioning operational, di ba?
Correct. Yes. Parang the old saying, no? Do not put all of your eggs in one basket. So in our case, it's very diversified. To what Kerwin was saying, not only are the assets diverse in terms of geographical location, but because it's so big, 425,000 square meters total, gross leasable area. So that means there are a lot of tenants in those buildings also. So from a tenant perspective, we also don't have the concentration risk. Because the last thing you want to happen is you only have one, two, or three tenants. And then when something happens, what happens to your asset? And you're supposed to be giving out dividends. How can you give out dividends if you're not able to collect rent? Because you only have, something happened, no, to the tenant. So even from a property as well as from the tenant perspective, we also don't have any concentration risk.
Yeah.
Just to give color to what Jerry said, no, our top 10 tenants doesn't even occupy half of our GLA. So it's really spread out.
Talaga. Ayan, well, si Sir Jericho would know because he's the general manager for office buildings of RLC, no? Kaya ikaw yung nandiyan sa RCR, eh, no, sir?
Kausap natin yan. Kausap natin yung mga tenants. We know all of them.
Oo, dahil ikaw ang kausap, ikaw ang nagmamahal sa kanila at ikaw ang nag-aalaga sa kanila. Kaya alam mo. Nice. So, yun na eh. Tapos, one of the questions that came into mind was, okay, King, sige. Nasa stock market ako, player ako, active player in it. I already have RLC shares in the stock market. And what different is it from buying RCR? Diba? Diba parang pareho lang yan? How do you properly define it, yung differences between it?
Again, no, and I think si Kerwin will add to this as well. No? Remember that when you talk about RCR or RL Commercial REIT Inc. It's okay. Really more on income generating assets, dividend payout, no? So ibig sabihin quarterly basis, meron tayong dividendo. We have dividends that are being paid out, no? And again, we are able to do this because the assets that we really put in to the REIT RCR are income generating. So they have fixed term contracts. So fixed term contracts, meaning they already have guaranteed lease term, approximately 5 years or longer, and then you also have built-in rental escalations, no, 3%, 5%, no. So that means you are already guaranteed to collect rental, no, from those. So for RCR, definitely the play there is long term. You want to be able to earn based on dividends, no. But of course, being a stock, it also has the potential to grow in terms of value, no? So meron yung value appreciation ren. Mm-hmm. So Kerwin can fill in dun sa ano naman, no? On the RLC parts.
Yes, I think there are two categories, no? On your depending on your growth horizon or objective. For RLC, it is a growth stock, meaning to say it will grow. Over time. No?
Over time.
For RCR, it will also grow over time, but the position of RCR is a defensive stock. As Jerry mentioned earlier, if your horizon is to earn as much dividends, then you go for RCR. But note that in RCR, no, RLC owns 63% of RCR. So it essentially, RCR also contributes to the income potential of RLC. And the RLC naman, as it develops more properties, it will develop assets that will be infused into potential REITs in the future. So, nagko-complement sila to each other.
Yeah. Ganda na sinabi niya, Sir Kerwin, no? That RCR contributes to the income potential of RLC. Yan, medyo na rin ako dun sa term. So, yeah. So therefore, tsaka yung you started off, Sir Jericho, by saying na ano to, dividendo nito binibigay on a quarterly basis.
Yes, correct.
In fact, kailan kayo magbibigay ng pinakaunan yung dividendo?
Good question.
Pinakaunang dividendo is November. And then succeeding quarters after.
Grabe. May Christmas money na po kayo. Kung,
of course.
Kung, dun sa mga nakasama sa overstock, no, na IPO, meron na po kayong dividendo na November at gagamitin yan saan? Sa Robinson's Mall.
Yan ang the best, di ba? Pero King, siguro, I want to add to what Kerwin was also saying. No? In as much as RCR is contributing to RLC, we have to remember that the health and well-being of RLC is paramount in terms of the growth story also of RCR. Because part of the growth story are assets being infused by the sponsor, RLC, into RCR. That's why, you know, earlier I mentioned to you that we continue to build more offices because that becomes your pipeline for future growth. Of RCR coming from RLC, so the cycle becomes a full cycle now, no? So RCR benefits RLC, RLC benefits RCR. So it's a very very good cycle, no, to deal with.
Yeah, that's right.
Saka, just to add also, to further add, no, the RCR, no, crystallizes the value of RLC. I mean to say, mas malinaw yung valuation ni RLC. Because of the assets that were valued on a fair market value.
Mm-hmm. Sarap ano, sarap i-reshare ng i-reshare tong conversation na to dun sa mga groups ng mga ano, ng mga kabataan. I don't know if you've been reading also and then watching also that even the millennials, no, as young as, meron na ako nakikita mga 18 pa lang eh, 20 years old, they're already open to these types of investments, no. So nakakatuwa.
So yes, kung ang ganda nung sinabi mo. Kasi for as little as 1,000 shares, magkano na ba ngayon? Umabot yata ng 7 pesos na, no, Kerwin?
Yes.
So, 7,000
shares. Oh, wait. How much was the opening?
6.45 okay. IPO namin.
6.45 ang IPO. We opened at 6.55. Then, through time, it's if you had versus the IPO price, siguro up na kami ng 8% or 8.5%.
So,
sinasabi
natin,
so tumaas na yung, if I may add, no? Wala pa, next week pa isang buwan, no? If I may add, no? Tumaas na yung value at may dividendo ka pa. So it's a, yan yung sinasabi ng REIT, eh. It's basically a total return concept. No, if you look at it, total return, bakit total return? Number one, meron kang dividends. Diba? Number two, in RCR, we have, as Jerry mentioned earlier, may contracted rental obligations ang tenants namin. Mean to say, yung rent na binabayad niya ngayon, next year, tataas pa siya ng at least 3 to 5%.
Escalation.
No? And escalation. Third is we commit to infuse assets to grow the REIT. So, kung mas parami ng asset that you are infusing to RCR, so what, anong earnings potential? Kasi 90% you have to distribute dividends. So, the more assets you infuse, the more dividends that it can provide. And also, potentially, the inherent value of RCR, tataas din siya.
King, 7,000 to 8,000 pesos shareholder ka na ng RCR. So, yun yung maganda dun eh. Mag-i-earn ka na ng dividendo. 7,000 pesos lang to start.
Na tinan yung mukha ko, parang nagsisisi tuloy ako. Bakit ba hindi ko kayo in-interview na season 1 para... I'm sure meron na ako ng November na pang sa amin.
No, hindi naman. Pwede pa naman eh.
Pwede pa naman.
It's traded in the market openly. So you can always pick up. And I think what is important here, no? When you talk about the reputation of the developer, in this case, Robinson's Corporation, the sponsor, proven track record of delivering shareholder value and being able to deliver high quality projects that are well maintained. So that's the other key, no? You are a shareholder, you get dividends minus the headache of finding a tenant, keeping the building in tip-top shape. So you're just sitting pretty, no? You're waiting for your dividends. But for that to happen, you have to bank on a highly reputable and dependable developer. Right, Robinson's Land Corporation, the sponsor.
Yon na nabasa niyo yung mga isip ko. Yan yung ano ko eh. Yan yung next question ko. Sige, Sir Kerwin.
To add to also what Jerry mentioned, kasi I'd like to follow up with what you said, na pataas ng pataas, so dapat pala natin ako bumili. But the earnings potential should, in the case of RCR, as we commit ourselves to grow the REIT, no? In fact, on the sponsor side, which is RLC, no, meron pa kaming 422,000 square meters of gross leasable area na hindi pa ini-infuse kay RCR. So,
okay.
If
okay.
Just by that, no, ang multiplier effect, no, posible mag-double that dyan in the next couple of years, no. And also, it also doesn't discount the possibility that we are open also to looking for third-party assets, meaning to say assets na hindi may-ari ni RLC, to possibly infuse into the REIT company also. So,
sige.
As you can see, the potential is there.
We'll get to that, you know, to the future of the RCR. I just wanted you guys to add some more in terms of I am an investor, I am open-minded to everything, right? There are other REITs out in the market, and if with your permission, if I could just mention their names also, PhilInvest is there, MegaWorld is there. Then, of course, we're talking about RLC, RCR. So what would you think would be the major difference between RCR and these other developers?
Well, I think we already touched on yung largest, no?
Yeah.
Market capitalization, IPO size. So essentially, in terms of liquidity, we do have that for RCR. So why is liquidity important? Liquidity is important because we want to be able to attract the best and the biggest foreign funds also, no? To take a look into RCR and to be able to participate and have a share in RCR. So to further help us drive growth and appreciation, no, in terms of value of the stock. So the second is, we also talked about this earlier, no, yung widest geographical coverage, di ba? And then we also talked about the biggest in terms of portfolio size or asset size, 14 assets, 9 cities, Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao, so no concentration risk. And the other thing that we have not been able to talk about yet is we have the longest in terms of land lease tenure of
years.
Average of 89 years over all across all property. So predictability and sustainability, you know, you have nothing to worry about because we're basically committing 99 years, up to 99 years or 89 years on the average. You are secure, no? The property RCR secure in terms of those assets.
Yeah. Did you mention also that all of these assets are PEZA?
Correct.
All of these?
They're all PEZA, yeah.
Oh yeah. Kasi, di ba, we're expecting that these foreign investors would be coming back to the Philippines because number one, human resources talagang napakagaling daw ng mga Pilipino, especially dun sa mga BPOs. I've heard it from CBRE telling their clients telling them na talagang napakagaling ng mga Pilipino. PEZA is important because they get the tax incentive that they ought to get from investing in the country. Anything that you wanted to add, Sir Kerwin?
I think I'd like to add what Jerry mentioned about the largest REIT. No? Jerry mentioned about big institutional investors that can potentially invest. I'd like to further add to what Jerry said. No? Kasi if you are a big investor, yung If you're investing, may limitations kasi sila eh. They cannot invest in X percent of a company. So kung malaki ang market cap, like RCR, at listing, we were at 64.2 billion pesos. No? And kumbaga, if you have an investor would invest, example, 100 million pesos. Or say for example, 100 million pesos. Tapos yung valuation mo lang, example, yung company mo lang is just about, example, 1 billion pesos, syempre hindi sila pwedeng mag-invest ng ganong kalaki kasi they cannot own more than X percent of the company. Whereas RCR, so when you have 64.2 billion pesos of market cap at the listing price pa yun, no? So it theoretically, maliit lang, even if the value, the minimum required investment, they invested in RCR, maliit lang yung equivalent percentage of ownership nila kay RCR. So that's why it's important to be the biggest market cap.
I see. Yeah. That's true. Because if you're just gonna open up with a market capitalization that's small, then the tendency is you'll just get the big players, the big investors in there, and wala nang chance for ordinary citizens like me to be an owner of RCR, diba? Nice. I like this. I like this conversation. Light but informative. So, kanina, medyo nagbibigay na ng clue si Sir Kerwin about the growth plans of RCR. Kasi syempre, as an investor, gusto mo malaman, out of these 14, mapaparami pa ba yung mga buildings na yan? So, we'll talk more about the growth plans of RCR so you can forecast your investments after, again, a few reminders from our generous sponsors. So, just hang on to your seat.
launching your own podcast but don't know how and where to start? Let ValuePod Productions Podcast Editing and Management Services help you effortlessly launch, syndicate, and grow your podcast. Message us at facebook.com/ValuePod Productions. ValuePod Productions Podcast Editing and Management Services, humanizing personal connections through podcasting.
Hello there, broker friends, agents, investors, and developers. Welcome back to Realty Realities on a Saturday afternoon where we're talking about RLC Commercial REIT Incorporated, the recently largest IPO ng REIT in the country. So, but before we bring the RLC executives back, we just wanted to say thank you. Thank you to our sponsors, Vista Blue Chips Marketing, for supporting us in Season 1 as well as Season 2. We'd also like to thank Space For My Biz. It's a website or a marketplace for real estate postings. If you want something where you could post your listings for free, I said it right, you could just visit www.spaceformybiz.com. And if you're a buyer looking for good investments, just visit it and you don't have to pay anything. You just go to spaceformybiz.com. All right, let's bring back para masagot yung big-ten question that we put earlier, Sir Jericho and Sir Kerwin. The question was, sandali, meron pala mga nagpapabate. Sorry. Thank you, Ms. Maria Asuncion, for watching us from Makati. Yeah. Okay, sabi natin, okay, growth plan. Kasi yun, importante talaga eh, di ba? Na hindi pwedeng nag-invest ka into something, tapos it will remain that way. Because your investment won't be appreciating. Hindi naman pwede dun lang sa escalation tayo dumipende, di ba? Paano lalaki yan if it's the same asset size? So, Sir, who's gonna answer it? Sir Jerry.
Yeah. So, actually, King, no, nabanggit, I think Kerwin already mentioned this briefly, no. So, we do have 422,000 square meters of additional gross leasable area. So that's a combination of existing projects, office buildings that are already finished, and then there are also offices, BPO offices inside the malls, together with buildings that are still ongoing in terms of construction, but will be completed in the near term, no, within the next 12 months. Mm-hmm. So that's a total of about 422,000 square meters. So potentially, no, you can already double, because the initial was 425,000. So wow. it can already double in the next couple of years. But again, very important, we've never stopped in terms of developing more office buildings in prime locations. Primarily, I think we're also considering, again, PESA registered sites, no? So definitely there is a bias in terms of serving the BPO market, because that's where the demand is. Eh? And we'll share why, King. No? I'll mention.
Yeah, go ahead.
In every time that there's a recession or there's a problem, like what we have right now, there continues to be business naman eh, in developed economies. But the problem is they have to cut cost. So how do you cut cost? You outsource to the Philippines. And in the Philippines, only 20% of the cost in terms of manpower or labor is what they have to pay for. So it's just very logical that when you want to survive, when you want to keep your market share, when you want to keep your business afloat, the most logical is to really outsource to the a country like the Philippines, no, where labor is cheaper. Actually, yeah. 1/5, 20% of the cost.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the next question is, what if the economy recovers already and there's a lot of business happening already? So here is where competitive advantage comes into the picture naman, no? So you have to be able to scale up very fast. So you need an abundant source of labor. So where is that abundant? Again, English speaking, 110 million population, Philippines. Of course, our friendly our peer, no, India is also into the game. But India is also outsourcing to the Philippines because our accent is relatively neutral.
Neutral.
It's easier to understand when we speak English. So we're able to communicate. Right. Plus, we have a lot of doctors, a lot of nurses, a lot of finance graduates. So we are really head and shoulders above, though, when it comes to being able to service healthcare, financial services, data analytics, things like that. So we are already moving up the value chain. So an advantage really for the Philippines.
Wow. I could just imagine if we are able to bring down the electricity costs even further. Na baka lahat sila lumipat na dito sa Pilipinas. Kasi diba, as I understand, that's the major deterrent for some of these companies, the electricity costs. But other than that, talagang yun na, head and shoulders, we are the, you know, we're the choice for for these companies.
Correct.
Ayos. Meron pa bang mga ibang growth opportunities out there for RCR? Are we seeing any, say, any purchases of non-RLC assets? Sir Kerwin, would you like to answer that?
Sure. I guess we're always also as part of our strategy, also the lookout for assets that, syempre, that will be dividend accretive to RCR. You know what's important is whenever we infuse us, hindi lang basta maglalagay ka ng asset to RCR. It has to be dividend per share accretive. We need to say, pataas dapat yung pagpasok mo ng asset. Dapat pataas yung dividend. Dapat it would benefit the company. Hindi pwedeng you put an asset tapos what, mababa lang pala ang yield, no, or ang dividend. So
you have to study it carefully, right?
Yeah. Of course, yes. And also that's why the beauty of the REIT law, no, it requires to have a fund manager to look to review on the assets independently from RCR and determine the feasibility of the assets that is being infused into RCR.
Nice. But are we seeing that in the near future, or is that something in your timeline, like after 5 years from now?
I guess we're as far as RCR is concerned, no, we're open to everything, no, as long as any asset that will be accretive to the dividends of RCR.
Well, I just had to ask that because remember that this is a show that's full of brokers out there. So if we have, guys, if you have good assets that you can offer to RCR, just feel free. Well, post it on the Facebook page of Realty Realities and we'll offer it.
I'd like to also add pala, no, that recently, no, we've been rated by Phil Ratings as AAA. RCR is rated AAA. So we need to say, on top of the current limit of RCR, no, it has potential to lever up and potentially acquire more assets.
Nice. Now, Sir Jericho, back to you. You did mention about BPOs, and then in my past interview, CCBRE mentioned about the emerging market, which is data centers.
Yes.
Do you also have clients, leasing spaces from you for data centers?
Actually, I don't know if CBRE mentioned this, but together with them, we were able to close just this year the largest telco neutral data center, B Infotech. They're located in our Bridgetown destination estate. They took up an entire building, three floors. That's roughly around 19,000, close to 19,000 square meters of cross-leasable area. So again, we're very much ahead in terms of being able to tap new markets, no? In terms of getting spaces. So that's the advantage when the company is professionally managed. Eh? When you understand the opportunities out there and be able to take advantage and react immediately, no? That's why Kerwin was saying, we're always on the lookout. We're never resting. We're always in search of opportunities, no? So that's the essence of being a professionally managed corporation.
Yes, yes. You're always in the lookout and you're always ready to answer kahit na Saturday afternoon, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, meron yata tayong ano, we have a question from one of our viewers and I'd like to put it up there. But before I read it, congratulations to Miss Maria Asuncion because you've won for yourselves that 12-unit salesperson's training courtesy of Merit Real Estate Services and Providers. So, ang question niya is, will RLC include commercial malls? Sarap kasi. Ang sarap nung ano eh. Oh, may tama yung Robinsons na yan. Kasama ako dyan. May ari ako dyan. Is that a possibility? Whoever wants to answer.
I think what we can answer is that we indicated in our REIT plan or our prospectus, no, that for the next year it will be a pure office REIT, no?
But oh, okay.
So that's what we can.
Safe answers yun. Sir Jericho, baka mas risky yung answer.
Hindi naman risky, no? Pero I think what people have to understand is that we are always making sure that we responsibly manage, no, our corporations because, again, we are accountable to our shareholders. That's why we are very keen on corporate governance. We have independent directors in our property management, in our fund management, and even in RCR. No? So we always want to make sure that we protect the interests of our shareholders, big or small. So in answer to that question, we always have to be open, no? To all of the possibilities. We're not closing our doors. But let's be very practical, no, about things. We know for a fact that because of the pandemic, there have been challenges, no? When it comes to hospitality, when it comes to, of course, our malls. But we are very certain that this will recover, no, in due time. So when that happens, then obviously we want to be able to calibrate, no? So we will always listen to our shareholders, our fund managers, our property managers, our directors, to make sure that we make the best decision for the company, RCR, moving forward. So things can change. Eh? When you look at it globally, no? At first, there were a lot of REITs that they wanted to be single purpose, office only, mall only. Right? Mm-hmm. And then at some point, things changed. Then all of a sudden, people wanted a size, no? So they put together these assets, no? So they combined malls with offices and the like, no? So for us, this is quite new in the Philippines. So we want to be responsible. We want to study. We want to listen to our shareholders and directors and advisors. So before we make that decision, it will be an informed decision because we're not just waiting for RLC here, we're deciding for our shareholders as well. We have to be responsible.
Nicely put, sir. Would you have, you know, kung napansin nyo dun sa clock nyo, it's already 1 hour. And ako, bitin pa ako. I still want to ask a few more questions. But we'll do it some other time. Ngayon, I'll just give you an opportunity, guys, to talk to your investors. Also to the future investors of RCR. Yeah, please.
Kerwin, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to talk to everyone. No? Firstly, we'd like to thank our the investing public for successfully investing in RCR. Rest assured that RCR will look for opportunities to grow the company. And as you know, in the group, of in the group. This is our seventh listed company. No? So I think it's the brand of the group, no? That makes the public trust us. No? They know that whatever we do is for the benefit of our shareholders. Yeah. So again, I'd like to thank everyone for supporting RCR.
Jericho?
Yes, definitely. King, first of all, thank you for having us on your program. We're very grateful for this opportunity. And this is also partly an advocacy, you know, for us. We want to be able to create financial literacy for our fellow Filipinos. We know that a lot of us Filipinos, we work so hard for our families. And now we are putting forward an opportunity for them to be part of a large corporation, help us be able to build this, trust us. You know, we are a trusted brand, as mentioned by Kerwin earlier, and we will continue to be making sure, no, that we remain a trusted brand moving forward. We will definitely be part of nation building. We will develop more projects, office developments, retails, hotels, industrial complexes, destination estates. So this is really part of our commitment, no? So that every Filipino, we will be able to help improve people's lives. So we are here and we are supporting, obviously, our country and our fellow Filipinos. So rather than lose hope, you know, we believe that there are always opportunities here. Now there is RCR, I've mentioned earlier, for as little as 1,000 shares, roughly around 7,000 pesos, you can already be part of this and make your money really earn for you. So we want to be able to do that, and we will continue to work hard to be able to serve the needs of our fellow Filipinos.
Well, in behalf of the Filipino public, maraming salamat sa Robinson's Land Corporation, sa RCR, for opening your doors to us to have another investment stream for our money, at for also making it affordable. You know, in as little as 7,000, we will be part of a great company, and looking forward to the growth of the company as well as our dividends. No, so with that, maraming salamat po. I also like to thank the person who hooked us up. Maraming salamat, Faraday Go. Thank you for introducing us. And then thank you also, Mr. Jericho Go, Mr. Kerwin Maxtan, for being with us and sharing your insights as well as your love. No, we also felt the love for your work and your love for the Philippines. So palakpakan po natin sila. Give them a warm virtual clap from wherever you are.
Thank you, King.
Thank you to everyone.
That's it again, guys. Thank you for streaming live to Realty Realities. I hope you guys had a good time, because I had a great time interviewing these executives and then learning not just a thing or two, but a lot. That merong other income streams aside from selling properties that you could invest your money in. And narinig nyo naman, you know, ngayon pa lang, no, parang yung calculations, 8% already growth. And what more if it continues to grow? And yun, this will wade us out of this pandemic. So what's next? There's Marketplace at 5:30, if I'm not mistaken. That's right. So just hang on to the new channel. And also next week, please, we hope to see you again, because we have our only to in the Philippines, only online multi-listing service, MLS service, open to the public. It's not just the brokers, not just the agents, but also to sellers. Now, how do you do it? Paano ba kayo makakasali dito sa online multi-listing service? Just visit hashtag Realty Realities on TNC on Facebook, and we will put the mechanics there. And it's as simple as posting your listings on Space for My Biz, and then next week, babasahin ko na po lahat yan with all the pictures so that we can sell your properties, your hard-earned assets, or assets ng mga clients nyo, so that we can keep this economy rolling. All right. Okay, so that's about it. Thank you again to our sponsors. There's WJH Home and Body Essentials, which we will be giving and sending to our two guests for this afternoon. So ano po siya? Body Essentials that you can use also for your homes, for your bedrooms, and your living rooms. So there you have it. Marami pong salamat. God bless us all. Keep strong and keep healthy. Mabuhay ang Pilipinas!